USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close, a new poll out says inflation and abortion are leading the list of voter concerns. That's according to an exit poll by NBC News. Almost a third of voters named inflation as the most important issue this year. This as voting issues are popping up across the country this election day. In Arizona, a few dozen voting centers in the state's largest county had issues counting ballots and also printing them. But according to Board of Supervisors President in Maricopa County, Bill Gates, no one was prevented from voting.
It's frustrating, but that's why I'm so grateful for all the people who worked on this. This was a tough issue. People were trying to figure it out. And now that we've got a solution, really pleased. But again, even when we had this and we hadn't figured out the solution, people were still able to vote. It was just a matter of maybe not, you know, voting in the way they wanted to.
Two people are dead in a North Texas office shooting. Police in Dallas are calling it a murder-suicide. It happened inside the building that houses the Dallas County Medical Examiner's office. At least one student is dead in a reported shooting at Ingram High School in the northern part of Seattle. Mayor Bruce Sorrell is assuring he'll listen to those at Ingram High School for potential solutions.
We will continue to work with the students and the faculty and the teachers and the administrators on what true collaboration and community-based solutions look like.
It turns out one winning Powerball ticket was sold in the Los Angeles area for the jackpot, now worth over $2 billion. California lottery officials say the ticket matching all six numbers was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, northeast of L.A. It's the largest jackpot in American history, and congratulations if you're the lucky winner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As polls close in the midterm elections, Republicans are optimistic about their chances to take back the majority in Washington. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to explain why he thinks the GOP has the upper hand.
The voters are showing up. You look at all around the country. Voters are showing up because they know the Biden agenda is a horrible agenda. But when we win, you should thank all these candidates that went out and ran great races.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is into its 8th month, and the State Department spokesman Ned Price sees no effort on Moscow's part to end the conflict.
We have seen nothing to indicate that the Russians are, at the present moment, willing to engage in good faith negotiations.
The United States is privately pushing Ukraine to be more willing to sit down with Russia to end the conflict by dropping its calls for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be removed from power. The Orlando-Sanford International Airport is closing due to Tropical Storm Nicole. Airport officials are asking people not to come to the airport under any circumstances. The airport will shut down on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Top national security officials will go before Congress next week to talk about worldwide threats to the homeland. The hearing on November 15th will feature testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.